Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us on this Valentine's Day. Hope you have a wonderful weekend in store, maybe even 3 days for this President's Day weekend. We have a lot of movies to talk about. It's wall-to-wall film reviews on Film Week coming up next hour, including the romantic drama The Photograph, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Downhill with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell. But we begin looking at Southern California's homelessness crisis and what the federal government's role might be in helping to address the problem. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, is in Southern California. He's meeting today with Long Beach officials. Yesterday, he was part of a program at USC at the Schwarzenegger Institute to talk about homelessness. And he held a meeting also with Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, in which they talked about potential collaboration on sites for shelters, as well as potential federal funding. With us to update us on the latest developments is Los Angeles County Supervisor representing the 5th District of Northeastern Los Angeles County, Catherine Barger. Supervisor Barger, good to have you with us again. What's happened with these most recent meetings?
Well, yesterday really was bringing together all the leaders throughout L.A. County and the state to discuss some of the impediments and problems as it relates to affordable housing, not only in Los Angeles County, but in California. And clearly, Secretary Carson and HUD plays a key role, especially in Los Angeles County, when you look at the average cost to house somebody at $1,200. But our vouchers cover about $893 per unit. So we are using 1 1/3 vouchers to house our homeless currently. And that is why you're seeing a lot of people unable to secure permanent housing, but also falling out of housing.
Well, the president's budget proposal, which again is only the proposal, but actually calls for a cut overall in HUD spending, there are concerns that this could mean fewer federal dollars to address homelessness. Your thoughts on whether the federal government's going to be able to back this up with funding?
That is a serious concern because we get, it's interesting because a voucher is just simply a misnomer, if you will. We get $230 million worth of vouchers, which equals about 23,000 vouchers. Because the cost is so much higher in LA County, we don't have enough to really cover those in need. We would need about $340 million in order to really securely house individuals that are currently facing homelessness or even those that are being evicted and have no place to go that need subsidized housing. So to have any cuts at the federal level would be incredibly detrimental to Los Angeles County for those that are currently depending upon subsidized housing. But even beyond that, yesterday we talked about how can we in the state and in this county address the supply and demand issue. And clearly, there is a demand, but the supply is lacking.
We're talking with Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger. She had breakfast yesterday with HUD Secretary Ben Carson to talk about the potential for the federal government to work more closely with local officials on addressing the region's homelessness. The question is, in what form is that help going to come? What about the assistance on federal sites, perhaps, properties that the federal government could contribute? Are there any parcels that are being looked at?
Clearly, Mayor Garcetti is working very closely with him to identify those sites. A lot of them do fall within the boundaries of L.A. City. In my district, it's very limited, but we are open to any partnerships, not only with the feds, but also with the state, to identify vacant lots where we can possibly build housing, emergency shelters, just what is needed to address this serious crisis.
All right. Also joining us is the Reverend Andy Bales, who's CEO of Union Rescue Mission. He's been very centrally involved in talks with federal folks about potential collaboration. Andy, I know you were out of town and not able to be part of yesterday's event at USC, but what for you is sort of the rubber meets the road issue here that's most important to you?
I guess, first of all, that we're talking and not fighting and pushing back and not cooperating. That provided me with a little bit of encouragement yesterday as I saw that from Mayor Garcetti and Ben Carson and others. I also have heard a couple times from Washington, D.C. that they really want to get faith community involved and churches involved and again hinted at federal land that would be provided for groups like ours to work together with the church to immediately put up a FEMA-like response to people who are devastated by homelessness. And so I still have great hope. It's just so delayed. This is really like a FEMA crisis, and yet here we are still talking about it instead of immediately taking the action that you would take after a disaster. And what we have in Los Angeles is a disaster. Even think of the first time people falling into homelessness that Catherine mentioned. Why wouldn't we set up a place to go for people who are losing their home for the first time immediately, so they could be kept from the devastation of homelessness that occurs, I really think, within 48 hours of becoming homeless.
Andy, I want to come back to you in a moment to ask you more about faith communities and the potential role in addressing this. Excuse me, because many of them, of course, already are. But Supervisor Bargan, before we let you go, one of the big pushes from the federal government has been eliminating obstacles to developing shelters. What could they do to help?
Well, and that is a good question. But let me just say one thing that Secretary Carson brought up yesterday. I know this has been a struggle for Union Rescue Mission, Andy, is that we need to recognize that faith-based plays a critical role in how we are going to address this. And there is a commitment from the federal government to address the fact that faith-based needs to be at the table, and that means receiving funding, which has been a barrier for you, Andy, to get the type of resources that you need to increase the coverage that you've done in an incredible way. I believe the federal government obviously does play a role, but this really is a state and local issue as it relates to some of the impediments that have created problems with getting the housing done in a timely fashion. And I pointed out that, CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, was put into play for a good reason, but now has delayed a lot of these projects. And Assemblyman Santiago brought in legislation to exempt the city of L.A. from being required to comply with CEQA. There's still a CEQA period, but it's considerably less. My attitude is, if we know it's a problem, let's address it, not only for the city of L.A., but for the state of California, because this clearly is an obstacle for those that want to build and have it be affordable.
California Environmental Quality Act, which projects have to go through first before they're approved for construction. Supervisor Catherine Barger, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you. L.A. County Supervisor, her 5th District includes portions of the San Gabriel, San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita Valley. It's essentially the Valley District of the Board of Supervisors. Also with us, the CEO of Union Rescue Mission, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy, I wanted to ask you a little bit more about Ben Carson raising this issue of faith communities essentially adopting people that are homeless as a way of helping to solve the crisis. So many of the people I know that you work with at the Rescue Mission have very serious problems beyond not having a place to live. They've got drug addiction and mental health challenges that they're dealing with. Are churches and other houses of worship equipped to do this sort of adopt a homeless person strategy?
I think so. When you team up, you don't take on a whole group of people who are struggling with homelessness, but if a church did indeed do what Ben Carson said, adopt one family or one person, we have churches that have done that. I've cried out for that for years. If every church in LA adopted one family, we would not have any families on the streets. It's true what he said. And even safe parking, if a church would allow safe parking of one family along with showers and restroom facilities, we would make a huge impact. And And, you know, when the LASA proposal came out, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority brought out a proposal for churches to get paid to do that. There were very few responses at first, but it is catching on. Safe parking's catching on. People are parking in a church parking lot. They're receiving not only restroom facilities and showers, but they're getting encouragement, counseling, case management in that safe parking area. So it's one way, and it's going to take so many ways to address homelessness in LA. But it's one way we can do that. And as you may know, Larry, we're breaking ground on a South LA place for 86 families, satellite for 86 families, a $50 million project. And we're doing it completely with private funds because the county and city funds preclude us from taking any money because we're a faith-based group. And so, as Catherine said, a better partnership and allowing people of faith like Union Rescue Mission to accept county and city money, we could do much more.
When you look at houses of worship, you know, so many of them abut or are in residential neighborhoods. Do you think that neighbors are going to accept church parking lots or synagogue parking lots being used as a place for people to spend the night in their vehicles?
Yes, if they're managed very well, and secure, have security and managed well and provided services, I believe they will be accepted. If the churches are continue to be good neighbors, better than a church parking lot for safe parking, though, is perhaps a church could provide a duplex and allow the family to live inside. But I did this in Des Moines, Iowa. We had a coalition of 120 churches that worked together to transform 3.5 blocks of the inner city of Des Moines. We provided 156 units of housing. Over 340 kids were provided with housing. Crime dropped in that area by 51%. It was called Good Samaritan Urban All right. Ministries, and it was a powerful coalition. Imagine the church coalition, what a church coalition of several thousand churches could do in Los Angeles. And that's, we need to dream big.
Especially if you think about all the other houses of worship beyond Christian churches as well. The Reverend Andy Bales, thank you for being with us, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. By the way, a new USC Price School and Schwarzenegger Institute poll finds roughly a third of California voters feared that they or a family member could become homeless. It's also the top of mind issue, the biggest issue above climate change, above immigration, the top issue for 23% of respondents to the SC poll, showing that homelessness and housing is their biggest issue. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we'll talk about a new proposal announced yesterday to turn downtown LA's Broadway into a car-free street. We'll be back in just 1 minute.